Feels Good is brought to you by Commonwealth Motors. Shop us last. You'll love us at Commonwealth Motors. Hey, Ayla, what's good?
All right, love has no boundaries, literally, in this story. This really brought a tear to my eyes, but honestly, what feel-good story doesn't these days? With all the bad going on in the world, it's stories like this that restore my faith in people and, of course, in love. 66-year-old Steve Daniels is in a memory care center in Florida. He suffers from Alzheimer's. He's been in that memory care facility for some time now, and he's used to his wife, Mary, visiting him every single day. But then COVID hit, right? So suddenly Mary stopped showing up. Not because she didn't want to, of course, but because those were the rules. No visitors. 114 days passed, and they still hadn't been able to visit with each other. Before COVID, Mary would help her husband get ready for bed each night. They'd watch TV together and she'd tuck him in. That was part of the routine. But then the new rules were set in place. She tried the window visits, but that upset Steve. He couldn't understand, you know, why she wasn't there inside with him doing the things they'd always done together. Then they tried FaceTime, but honestly, FaceTime is really hard for anyone in the older generation. It's just confusing and complicated. But then a job opened up at the memory care facility, and it was a part-time dishwashing position. That's when Mary Daniels jumped at the opportunity. Mary told CNN that she just had to take the job. I told them, I'm going to be the best dishwasher you've ever had because I want to be there, because I need to be with him, she said. She describes the first time she walked into her husband's room. Oh my gosh, it's going to bring a little tear to my eyes. Oh my God. I'm sorry. It was July 3rd. She was wearing a face mask. She said that Steve recognized her. He said her name and gave her the biggest hug, and they both cried. And her husband now seems like much more relaxed now that she's taken the job as the dishwasher. She says, he came up from behind me and put his arms around the front of me, which is an incredible feeling. So he knows who I am. There's no question. He knows who I am, even in a mask. So I guess the point of today's Feels Good story is like there's a lot of people whose family members are struggling or have struggled with Alzheimer's. Like for me personally, all of my grandparents except one had that disease, and it's so heartbreaking. So I get it. But when you find those glimmers of recognition, it's like winning the lottery. But this story is also to show that just love conquers all, and you will do anything, even taking a part-time dishwashing position to be with the person that you love the most. So that's your It Feels Good for today. Happy Monday, everybody.